Tell me what you would do to your house to make it more energy efficient in terms of gas use, heat. What would be your dream things to do?
It would be the, the proper
windows
and also the shutters as well.
Okay.
And I'd like to get a look into getting a condensing boiler too.
Okay.
You know.
And I want the whole light to be energy saving light bulbs.
Okay.
If not, most of them. We cannot change it. Like the one in the kitchen.
Well, the halogens.
Yeah, halogens really bad.
What, because of the fitting doesn't let you?
Doesn't. We
no.
cannot
okay.
use the eco ones.
I know.
So we're going to change the whole fitting to just use the eco.
Okay.
And then what else?
Would you do anything to do with the loft? Is that any, do you have any shared responsibility?
No, it's a flat upstairs.
Okay, so they are responsible.
Big floor.
Why is anything to do with the... Like, do you have... drafts coming through the floor, underfloor insulation, is that something that you would do if you had loads of cash? Or do you not need it?
No, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
We do this puffy stuff that I don't know that, what
well,
do inlays.
You wear slippers, don't you?
Yeah, but we have inlays under the carpet,
mm-hmm.
which is like makes the room warmer.
Makes it warmer as well.
Oh, yeah, in the bedroom,
in
yeah.
In the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest is all there.
Like
the really nice original floorboards.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and when you say windows, you do the shutters. Would you so would you put double glazed old style windows back in? So kind
nice.
Of sash encased.
Oh yeah,
that's
yeah,
what
yeah,
you do.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
with
timber
okay.
framed. I don't want timber framed double glazed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like in Finland, they have triple glazed.
Oh, yeah,
they were so warm. My friend's
house.
Yeah, it was like minus 15, and you still walk in the room with t-shirt
well, yeah.
without heating on.
So would you like that? Would you like triple glazing if
yeah,
you could?
Yeah, if I can get
cool.
like, from Finland or something. Because that was a real true story. She didn't have heating on in her flat. Maybe this size as well, maybe a bit smaller, but...
So it was minus 15?
Yeah, and she doesn't need the heating on, and she was walking with her t-shirt and shorts.
Because of triple glazing.
Mm. And the door, front door, is double door.
Okay.
It's weird.
Oh, yeah,
you
yeah.
open the door, and there's another door.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like really close together,
mm-hmm.
but
yeah,
still
yeah, yeah.
dark.
Okay.
No, very...
Yeah, yeah.
So it's really well protected.
Yeah.
That's what we need to do, isn't it? That's what, those kind of ideas are really
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they use, like, they have this big machine, like wood chip machine to make a heat from there, and, such a good idea.
It's all kind
yeah.
of thought about.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So these things, obviously things like the windows, the sash and case double or triple glazed windows would be incredibly expensive, but, like, putting new shutters in or getting a condenser and boiler, what are the reasons that you might not have done that to date? Money things aside, are there other reasons that maybe demotivate you from doing these kind of improvements?
Maybe time and we're too busy as well to think about it.
Yeah.
The right person to do it for us.
Oh, so the right work people.
Yeah.
Okay, that's come up a lot. People saying it's about trying to find people that we contractors that
definitely,
we trust.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It'll be a good one if they have like a very environmental kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
They do it properly.
Yeah,
they save energy.
And if you had the opportunity to run the world, how would you get people, or maybe how would you get people in Scotland? Because we've discussed Scandinavia already being well ahead of the game. How would you get people in Scotland to think more about this stuff, about insulating their houses better, and about trying to change their lifestyles so they maybe sat at a slightly lower temperature or put more clothes on before they turned the heating up. What would you do if you were in government to try and make those sort of things happen? What are your ideas for changing the world?
It's the canned carrot. It needs both. It needs to be... What I think it was good about there was the boiler scrappage scheme.
Mm-hmm.
And that got quite, well...
Yeah.
Sort of promoted.
Okay.
Yeah. And...
Yeah, just thinking about General Joe Public and how they can be kind of influenced.
Yeah.
I think
subsidization
mm-hmm.
for
yeah.
double grazing or triple grazing.
Yeah.
And also reward them with sort of kind of like a discount or something. Like the less you use, the less discount you can get.
Scheme
okay.
and stuff. Yeah, yeah.
As well, maybe the...
Mm-hmm.
Some of the, the supermarkets are doing even... with the green vouchers and all this
okay.
stuff. And